Welcome to the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. Are you ready to, or have you already taken a lifestyle-changing choice? Great, you're not alone. This podcast is here to help you. Remember, age is just a number. And now, here's your host, all the way from London, England, Kevin Redman.
Yeah, hi everyone. I love this intro, by the way. This is number 9 of the Muscle Building Over 40 podcast. I've had a little bit of break, 6 months to be exact. I've worked at the Olympics and I've rebuilt my website and I've done a few things which hopefully will make it a lot easier to navigate around the website. So if you want to check it out, head over to www.musclebuildingover40.com. The address will be on the show notes, so you know you don't have to replay this. As I said, this is number 9, and hopefully I'll be doing a lot more. Well, we'll be doing a lot more, and hopefully I will be interviewing people because I'm sure you don't want to hear my voice going rambling on. Right, let's get a bit of housekeeping out of the way. First of all, you can follow me on Twitter, @muscleover40. I've got a Pinterest page as well, which you can just put Kevin Redman into Pinterest and I'm sure you'll find me. And also, if you listen to this on my website and you want to listen to me on the go, and you're an Android user, just go to the Play Store and put in Podkicker, download the Podkicker podcast, and no, not podcast, is it? Podkicker app, and just put in Muscle Building in the search and you'll find me. Or if you're on iTunes, just go into iTunes, put in Muscle Building, or Building Muscle, either one, and you'll find me. Today's subject is basically, I'm starting from the beginning, so it's Muscle Building Over 40, which obviously is to do with fitness over 40 and why you should try and keep fit and, you know, the benefits of keeping fit when you're over 40. Just before I start that, if you'd like to do a guest post on my site, just go to my site and you look for the guest post section and follow the instructions and hopefully I'll hear from you. Or if you'd like to be in the podcast, because I love to interview interesting people who are in the who are into health and fitness and want to tell their story to my listeners. So that'd be great. So today's subject, as I said, is muscle building over 40 and why it is important. Right. It may sound like I'm reading this. It's probably because I am, because I wrote, obviously, if you go to the website, you see I write quite a bit. And what I'm trying to do today's the first episode, just to really do it practical, give you practical work. So here we go. Right. Now, I'm over 40, I have to say. I'm 48. Soon to be 49 in 9 months time, so that's pretty soon, isn't it? And I go to the gym like 3 to 4 times a week. I do a lot of cardio as well. I've got a bike, so if you're trying to lose weight, basically a bike is really good because it takes the weight off you, because I've tried running and I enjoy running, but it hurts my joints, so I stick to cycling. And I love I do some swimming as well, but cycling is really my thing at the moment. So that's a really good tip, to if you want to lose weight quickly, is cycle and cycle up hills. But that's the cardio bit out of it way. But the building muscle is, you don't have to look like a bodybuilder. But I just think muscle build, building muscle over 40 is extremely important, because you'll find as you're getting older, if you find it harder to stay in shape. Well, I find it harder to stay in shape. I'm sure you're the same as me because, you get other things come into your life. You've got kids and you've got a hard job and you've got hard people who, distract you. So this is what I try to do is I set aside 3 times a week to go to the gym. Obviously, some people love the gym, some people don't like the gym. I personally, I love the gym. When I say I love the gym, I love the gym in the sense that I love it, what it gives to me afterwards. But to go there, I love the fact that, it helps me to keep in shape. But what I try to do, what I would, you know, two tips I always give to people is that if you're going to the gym, you know, take some music with you, and set yourself a time. So I never do more than what, 1 hour, 15 minutes maybe. I always take myself some water with me, because that's very important, because people dehydrate. They don't realize that you can dehydrate in the gym, and what you're trying to do is to build your muscles up. So, you know, and muscles like water. So what I would suggest to people is that if you're going to the gym, make sure that you take your water with you, and you set a goal time to what you're going to do. And also, if you're a beginner, I would look for a personal trainer. You don't have to pay for a personal trainer, but look for a personal trainer, the people who work in the gym, and ask them, you know, for some advice on how to start. Because the most important thing in a gym, the reason why a lot of people start gyms and leave gyms is because, you know, you start lifting weights and the next thing you know, you're injured. So the first thing I would do is look for a personal trainer, or hopefully if you're going with somebody who's more experienced than you, you know, listen to their advice, because I've seen too many people in gyms who go to the gym and they're lifting weights incorrectly, and then next thing you know, they get injured. So the two bits of advice today is, if you're going to the gym for the first time, ask for a introduction. You know, most gyms give you an hour introduction. And the second thing is, take your water, and take your motivation, take your music, because me and music is never parted. So another thing to remember is there's three things which build muscle, basically. There's three things you need to know. Is there's the building muscle, there's the muscle building. Then there's the food intake. It depends on the person, but I tend to eat like 3 or 4 times a day. But I don't eat big meals, I eat small meals. I find if I eat one big meal, I tried eating one big meal in the morning, one big meal in the evening, and it just made me lethargic. So what I try to do now is eat like 5 or 6 small meals during the day. You know, not a lot. You know, you can, I have a good breakfast, and then I'll have a good lunch. So, and then I have my main meal in the evening. But in between, I'll have like just something. You know, I'm not going to tell you what to eat, but something small, something healthy, because I find it helps. Especially on a training day, I find it helps. On a non-training day, obviously you can tailor it to where you want to go. But that's the meals, and also the sleep. You know, sleeping is very important when you're trying to build muscle, because muscle only grows when you're sleeping. You know, a lot of people think you go to the gym, you know, you bang out 10 sessions, you know, 2 hour sessions, and then they wonder why they're not improving in the muscle. The reason is because, you know, they're not getting a good sleep. You know, the body needs to recover. So the two bits of advice I always give people is that every 6 weeks, I do a 6 week cycle. So every 6 weeks I will change the cycle, because that will shock the body into changing and into growing. And also, between 6 to 8 weeks, I will take 3 or 4 days off where I don't do nothing. You know, no cardio, no muscle build, no nothing. And that just gives the body time to recover, because a lot of people overtrain. You know, overtraining is one of the biggest things in the bodybuilding sphere. See, so I would, if I was you, you know, hopefully you'll follow my advice, because I've been doing this for like 30 years, so, you know, I've learned a little bit over the time. But so that's what I would suggest, or hopefully you'll take on board. As I said at the beginning, you know, hopefully this podcast, I'll be interviewing people. Well, I will be interviewing people, because you know, you'll be getting other views on the bodybuilding and the muscle building and weight training tenor. So I will won't stay too long today, because it's like I said, it's my first one after a while, and I'm just getting the hang of it, as they say. But if you sign up to my website as well, because on my website as well, I've got a good I've got a good book, which, you know, a six pack, how to build a six pack. I'm sure we want to build a six pack. And it tells you how to build a six pack, and also it's the first of three books which you will get. You know, so it'd be good, you know, it's a good deal. You get a weekly newsletter as well, which is packed with fitness tips, which I have wrote. But it's one which I wrote, and you know, it's packed with a lot of interesting things for you to know. So on that note, I will say thank you for listening to my first podcast. It's not one of my best ones, I know, but it will get better, you know, as I interview people, and also as you hopefully tell me what sort of things you want to know. And so just head over to my website again, which is www.musclebuildingover40.com, and have a look at it, tell me what you think, join my email, and hope to hear from you. Bye for now. Ciao.